John chapter 6, there in verse 35, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty." Then again in verse 48, "I am the bread of life." Now imagine, as the most powerful man in the world, so I suppose that's Barack Obama, so let's say he comes to you and he says, "I want you to get to know me." He comes around and says, "I really want you to know me." And you'll say, "Wow, wow, why does he want to show himself to me?" Well, actually, in these verses, and throughout the whole book of John, we have something even better. Now, who really is Jesus? Is he a wise man? Is he a teacher? Is he some prophet? Some miracle worker? Well, he's all of those things, but he's more. And as he comes to us in this book, the book of John, he comes and says, "Here is who I am. I want you to get to know me." And he says, "If you get to know me, then you will have got to know God, because I am God the Son. So come and get to know God through knowing me." Now today we just have one small part. He says, "I am the bread of life." He says, "I am like bread." And so what we are to do is to understand that. What does it mean? Then let's begin. Firstly, he is spiritual bread. Now, in a Fikiri Kramba, Kilumtu Anajua, Hadithiya, the feeding of the 5,000. 5,000, yes, we all know that one. And this is where we are, verse 10. There was plenty of grass, the men sat down. About 5,000 of them, they all ate. They were filled, they were satisfied. The same with the fish. And then they come and follow him. They're near the Lake of Galilee, and they go round to go where he is, and they say, "Teacher, how did you get here?" And we can understand that they may follow him, because they've had a good meal. But verse 26, Jesus says, "Well, that's not enough. I know why you're looking for me. Your stomach is full. You're satisfied, and that's why you've come. You've seen these miracles. But that's not enough," he says. Verse 27, "Don't work just for that food which spoils, but look for the food which lasts forever. That's the food that I, the Son of Man, can give you." Jesus has come for the needs of our souls. Yes, we have bodies. They need to be fed. But Jesus says, above all, work for the bread that you need for your soul. You have a soul. Is that soul now saved? Can you say, "My soul has been delivered so that I don't fear God's punishment on the day of judgment, but that on the day of judgment I will enter eternal life"? You have a soul. Is it saved? Jesus is spiritual bread. And if we look at verses 44, 46, we can see him saying that he came down from heaven. Verse 44, he speaks about the Father who sent me. So the Father in heaven sent Jesus into the world. Verse 46, he says, "No one has ever seen the Father no one has seen the Father except the one who is from God." He's saying, "I have come down from God." Verse 50, "Here is the bread that comes down from heaven." Verse 51, "I am the living bread who came down from heaven." So Jesus is saying, "I've come from heaven for the needs of your soul." If you remember the children of Israel, they were in a desert, and they were given this kind of bread called manna, which was sent down from the sky to them. But verse 49, he says, well, the men who ate that manna, they died. What you need is the true bread that gives eternal life. It's bread that brings spiritual benefits. At verse 47, he calls it everlasting life. Verse 50 says, here's the bread that you can eat and you'll never die. Verse 51, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. When you're hungry, when you're really hungry, if someone brings you a piece of bread, you'll be satisfied. But Jesus says, aren't you hungry in your soul? You look around the world and we're all dying. We're all dying. I will bring you everlasting life, he says. If you own the whole world, you'll still die. Or if you could buy the whole of Kenya and the whole of Africa so that everyone was depending on you and you depended on no one, yes, you'll still die. But Jesus says, I'm bringing you spiritual life so that you'll live forever. So that even when you die, I'll raise you again from the dead to everlasting life. This world, we're just here for a short time. But there is another life. Either a life of punishment and pain in hell, or a life of living and rejoicing with Jesus. And Jesus says, actually, that life, you can begin it even now, and it can continue forever. So that even when your body goes to the grave, it continues. And even then your body can be made new, and you can have a new body, and it can continue. So Jesus promises spiritual bread. What do you really want, most of all? Now, if we opened up your head, and we could get your brain out and somehow read from it, what you really, really desire. Jesus says, I'm the spiritual bread. And if you're searching for God, if you're looking to know God, well, Jesus now comes and offers himself. So yeah, believe. So we're continuing, we're progressing. Jesus said that he is satisfying bread. It's the needs of your soul which he's come for. Not money, not cars, not job. So he knows what we need. It's spiritual most of all. But then he said it's satisfying bread. And there's no satisfaction, true satisfaction, in this life. In verse 27, he speaks about the food that spoils. It all perishes. In verse 49, they had manna in the desert, but then they died. This world is disappointing, isn't it? You may have some plans for your children to get them into this school, but you don't get them into that school. Or you have plans for your daughter, but before she reaches the age for those plans, she gets sick and she dies. Or maybe you manage to earn some money, but then that money, it gets wings and it flies away. And it's gone. This world is passing away, and it's a world of pain and disappointment. But Jesus will never disappoint us. Even if you have steak, if you have nyama choma today, you'll be hungry again tomorrow. But Christ satisfies. We need something better and something higher. And it's Christ. Verse 47, I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. See, if you get to know Jesus, then you've got to know God. See, Jesus and the Father are so close. The Father has sent Jesus in the world to bring us to the Father, to show exactly what he's like. And verse 44, he says, we can't come unless the Father who sent Jesus draws us. Verse 45, the prophet said, they will all be taught by God. If Jesus is teaching you, then God is teaching you. If you're getting to know Jesus, you're getting to know God. And there's no other way, verse 46, no one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. So Jesus is saying here that he is the way, the truth, the life, that the one who knows him knows the Father. That we can have a relationship with God. We can draw all our strength from God through Jesus. We get the strength for our body through bread. Well, Jesus says, I'm the true bread. Get your spiritual strength from me. We can get all the care and the love and the protection we need from God through Jesus. We can have the strength to go on in every situation, knowing that we're provided for our truest needs. And he says it satisfies. Verse 35. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. Never go hungry. If you get to know Jesus, then you won't later say, well, that's good, I got to know Jesus, but now let me go and find something else. Maybe there's something else I need. Maybe I'll go and look now for Muhammad, or let me go and search for Buddha. No, you see, Jesus came down from God, and everything that we need from God, Jesus can bring to us. Every need of our soul. So he says, verse 51, that it's life that goes on forever. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Satisfying bread. You'll never find anything missing with Jesus. You'll never say, I put too much trust in him. I put too much confidence in him. We say that sometimes with people, don't we? Maybe we're expecting for some money from them. They've promised us something. We give them some work to do. And we come and look at that work and it's not good work. But we never put too much trust in Jesus. We'll only ever put too little trust in Jesus. There's nothing missing from him. The Apostle Paul, he once said, my heart's desire is to know him and to be found in him. He said, my heart's desire is to be found belonging to Jesus. And that's the promise, that we can be joined together with Jesus. Because as we feed on bread, what happens? Well, we take it into our mouths, it goes into our stomachs, and it becomes part of us. That bread now becomes a part of us. And that's what Jesus is saying. That as we trust in him, we feed on him by faith, then he becomes part of us. And it is by faith that we feed on him. You see verse 35, when he says that he's the bread, he then says, he who comes to me will never go hungry. He's coming to Jesus. Verse 44 speaks about he who comes to me. No one can come to me. Or verse 47, I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. Verse 50, here, meaning himself, is the bread that comes down from heaven. He's calling us to put our trust in him, that all our hope, our expectation for eternal life, it rests upon Jesus. So Jesus isn't here speaking about Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper or anything like the Mass. He's not speaking about what's done in different places where they take bread and wine. That has its place. Jesus taught about it when it has its place when done rightly. But you can see from these verses, he wasn't wanting people to start, you know, try and pull a bit of his body off him and start eating it. Not cannibals. He's speaking about believing in him. That by faith, his life and our life can become one. And it satisfies, satisfying bread.
Now, thirdly, he is saving bread. Saving bread. See, what happens when we have no bread? We're hungry. If even bread is not here, then there's famine. And we're dying people. We see that in our bodies. As the years go on, hair drops out. I used to have more hair than this. It seems to be moving backwards as the years go on. We get lines on our faces. We get more tired more easily. We're all under a death sentence because our father Adam sinned. But to keep our bodies growing, we feed. But if there's no bread, we'll soon be dying even quicker. And the Bible tells us it's true in our souls. Actually, the Bible tells us in our souls it's worse. The Bible tells us our souls are already dead. And unless Jesus gives us life, we'll continue into everlasting death. So he says, verse 44, that we need the Father to bring us to himself. So that's the only way. Unless God comes and takes hold of you and brings you to himself, then you have no life in you at all. Of course, then there's a promise that the Father does do that. And then there's hope. And verse 51, Jesus has given his flesh for the life of the world. He said, this bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And he did that when he died on the cross. Because Jesus, at the end of his life, was put to death. He was crucified. His hands were nailed to a piece of wood. His legs also. He was hung there to die. But it was not a mistake. It was not an accident. He said, that's what I'm going to do to give life to the world. Because as he was put to death, he was punished. But not just by the people who put him to death, and what they did was wrong, because he'd never done anything against any of their laws. But he was put to death also by God the Father. That actually is why God the Father sent him. That's why he went to the cross of Calvary. Because the punishment our sins deserve was placed on him. So that if we believe, we can say that that weight of our sins, which was on us, which was going to sink us down into hell, Jesus has taken it. It was placed on him. He suffered it on the cross at Calvary. And now there's nothing stopping us from going to heaven and receiving eternal life. See, that's what he's saying in verse 51. His flesh, which he gave for the life of the world. He did that when he died at Calvary. So he is saving bread. That if we join together with him, if by faith we believe on him, if our souls go out to him, to trust him, then we have this wonderful life. Even it's not in the portion I've printed out, but if you consult your Bible. No, it is there, verse 44. Yeah, it's there, verse 44. Jesus says, I will raise him up on the last day. He will lift us up. Not just our bodies coming from the grave back to our souls, but he will lift us up with eternal life, eternal glory, a full, complete salvation, saving breath, saved from all the sorrow and pain of this life, even a new body, delivered from every evil forever. Jesus is saving breath. So Jesus said, get to know me. I am the bread of life. Are you hungry? Has God made your soul hungry? Do you see that life without God is really empty? eating, sleeping, working, maybe getting married, having children, and then helping our children to eat, sleep and work, and then they can get married. And then they can help their children to do the same. But all the time we're all dying, and we're going to God's judgment. But Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Feed on me. Get to know me. I am the spiritual bread. I'm the bread that really will satisfy you. I'm the bread that will save you forever. So Jesus said, here I am. Get to know me. Trust in me. Believe in me. Do it today.